Greetings, everyone. You're listening to I'm Right.
I'm Right.
And I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
I'm Anthony Cordova.
And I'm sure you've noticed, if you heard the last episode, we're back.
We are back.
So we did, as you know, it's the year of doing
something different.
And last week, we did do something different by you, Tony, starting the episode and leading the episode. But we're back.
We are back.
So we tried it.
So do you have something to say about that?
I'm just saying we tried it.
It doesn't mean it's over. It means I did one.
It's just over today.
You're doing one.
Oh, so next week it'll be you?
Might be. Might be something different. Who knows?
Well, in this episode, our topic is... I think you should say what the topic is.
I was thinking about that when we started. And I know I'm going to make some of our audience angry when I announce this topic.
Get ready.
But this topic is angry at me specifically. Angry at me.
Yes.
But once I get a chance to clarify.
Well, this should be good.
What I actually mean then. But this topic is... Listen to the man.
See? It's part of a segment that we call
Stand by Your Stance.
Well, Tony, I can't wait to hear what your stance is on why this topic is. I can't even say it.
Can't say what?
Listen
to the man. Listen to the man. You know, and the audience probably knows this, I usually say, men, listen to the woman. That's what I usually say.
And that's accurate.
That's
what you should do.
And when I say listen to the man, what I'm really saying is it doesn't matter what type of relationship you are, but with your partner, usually in a relationship, someone is kind of the leader on making decisions, even though they'll talk about it. But one person usually will come up with an idea and, well, okay, we're going to do it this way. And the other person will say, okay, yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, in one of our episodes, we talked about how that can fluctuate. So
it can fluctuate. It is a back and forth. So this is why I'm actually saying, listen to your partner. Doesn't matter whether it's male and female. When I say listen to the man, I actually am specifically talking to you, Jill. I'm specifically talking to
you
when I say listen to the man. That's what I'm saying.
Listen to what man?
Me. I'm the man.
So you're
I'm
saying,
your man.
You're
you
saying,
listen to this man. Yes. That's what
so
I'm
you're,
saying.
You're saying you're the leader in this relationship?
No, I'm saying what I'm actually
so
saying
you're contradicting
is,
yourself.
No. What I'm actually saying is sometimes you really do need to listen to what I'm telling you. Because sometimes you don't.
That is true.
And I'm telling you
and
something either
you
for your own good or for everything to work out better or just because I'm right and you're not. Sometimes that happens. Quite often it's the other way around.
I was going to say.
Sometimes, Jill, I'm right.
Yes.
And you need to understand that.
Yes, sweetheart. I have acknowledged the
but
few
I don't,
times.
I don't,
the few
I don't
times,
believe
the
you.
Few
I don't
times
believe
that
you
you're
understand
right.
It. Okay.
I do understand.
I'm going to give a, not a scenario, because this is something that's actually happened.
Oh, boy.
Recently.
So you're giving facts here.
Yes.
Or so you think.
Yes. Well, I had in my possession a... $50 Publix gift card. And listeners, Jill said, hey, you need to give me the Publix gift card because
well, no,
I'm going to buy some stuff.
Back up.
What do you mean
you
back
said,
up?
You said, I am going to give you that gift card.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I did say that.
And then later,
let me tell the story.
And get something. And I said, well, I don't have the gift card.
And I said, okay, I'll go get it. Right?
Right.
But as soon as I went to go get it, I realized it wasn't where I know I had put it. And that jogged my memory. I remembered that I had already given it to you. That's what I remembered. So I told you that. I said, Jill, I already gave you that card. No, you didn't. I said, yes, I did. No, you didn't. I was like, okay, well, whatever. To myself, I said, it'll show up. It may show up a year from now, but it's going to show up in Jill's purse. I never did ask you, where did you find that gift card?
I found it in my wallet.
In your wallet, it was in your purse. Yes.
But listen, in my defense,
why don't you just listen to
no,
me?
There's a defense. I have a reason have a for saying that. There was also another gift card that you were trying to give me that I wouldn't accept. So I thought that you had actually given me the other gift card.
I did give you that other gift card also.
I don't have that other gift card. At least yes. I don't think I do.
Yes, you have it. I definitely know you have it. You have it.
Well, I don't know where that one is. You have it.
But, you know, that's just a little example, a small example.
But did I not say you were right, sweetheart? But, I found it.
I used it. This is how it went. You were right.
No, that is not how it went.
You're right.
That is not how it went.
I bought that stuff with the gift card.
I saw that I had bought some groceries, and I said, "Oh, by the way, you were right. I did have it."
Yes, that's right. But throughout our marriage, things like this have happened often.
Not often. Occasionally. Sometimes. Rarely.
Listeners.
Not often.
Listen. See, because I know Jill. You know, she's the producer of this podcast, and she does a very good job of it. And I always defer to her, especially when I come up with an idea. You know, I always defer to her. So I remember another time, the remote for the television just disappeared. Couldn't find it anywhere. I said, Jill.
That was years ago.
It doesn't matter. I said, Jill. What did you do with the remote? I didn't do anything with it. I said, well.
You often blame me for things I didn't do.
So I'm like, hey,
so
well,
that is my automatic. That's like a reflex. Reaction is to say I didn't do it because often you blame me for things I didn't do.
So I'm looking all, you know, under the couch, between the cushions,
everywhere. Would you agree
everywhere.
That you often agree?
I won't agree. And anyway, so I'm looking everywhere.
We both
can't
look
find
for
it.
Weeks. And, we lived for like 2 weeks.
And I'm looking everywhere. And at one point I said, well, Jill, maybe just put it in your purse by accident. Why would I do that? I wouldn't do that. Well, why would I do that?
Logical.
That doesn't make any sense.
It wasn't.
I said,
logical.
Okay. So then I start looking in the kitchen trash. I went outside and went through all of our trash bags. I got trash all over me.
Nobody
right?
I told you to do that.
And I'm looking everywhere because I didn't want to order another remote. We had one. Remotes just don't disappear. So I'm just getting ready to order another remote. And, Jill was, you were working at CNN then, right?
Yes.
And I don't remember whether she called me up or sent the text. I don't remember how I found out.
I called you.
But she said, I found the remote. I said, well, how'd you find the remote? You're at work. It was in my purse. Duh!
And the
listen
reason I didn't
to
see
the
it,
man,
but the reason,
me.
There were two reasons that I didn't think it was there. Number one, why would I put the remote?
Why would you?
Well, you just said where I was working. I was probably stressed at my mind on something else.
Why?
Wasn't aware of my own actions.
Why would you?
And number
you?
Two, I didn't readily see it for a long while because the inside of my purse was black and so
yeah.
was the remote. So it was hard to see. In my purse, I had a really big purse. And so I'm sure people who carry big purses, you understand what I'm saying. It's really hard. The bigger the purse, the more likely you are to hide things in there.
Listeners, quite often I say Jill carries an anvil in her purse. And then she wouldn't be able to find it. She could have an anvil in her purse, but can't find it. It's not in here, but your purse weighs like 80 pounds.
But have you noticed that our purses have gotten smaller?
They have gotten smaller.
For that very reason, so that I am well aware of what's in it, and I get colorful things that I put inside of it, so that I can easily see it.
But also, Jill, you do other things, and I won't give a...
I won't give a specific example.
I'll generalize in this because this, what I'm getting ready to put out, happens quite often.
Not often. You're using that word incorrectly.
You don't know what I'm going to say. And besides, it's my perception.
I can already tell.
So quite often, Jill will have a situation. It could be with anything, with job, anything. Anything. And I'll say, well, Jill, I think you should do such and such. And she just kind of blows me off.
I've gotten better.
and she just kind of blows
me
off.
You have to admit, I've gotten better.
So I don't get upset or anything. And so, well, okay. To myself, I'll say, she'll figure it out, you know. So I leave it alone. 2 years later, someone else, a friend of hers or a colleague of hers will say, hey, Jill, you should do such and such. And she says, wow, that's a good idea. So she comes home and tells me about this great idea her friend gave her. And I'm like, Jill, I told you that 2 years ago. That has happened many times.
But not as much lately. And we can all, I think listeners and I can all relate, and you too, that sometimes we're not able to receive that message until years and years later. We hear it when we're supposed to, when we're ready to accept it. I have told you things that you were in denial about, and then later you're like, oh, you were right.
Yeah, but see, unlike you, I often voice, listen to the woman. I know that I should listen to you because you have my best interests at heart.
But sometimes you don't.
Sometimes I'm right. You're not. So sometimes I'm right.
Sometimes I'm right.
Sometimes both of us are right.
Often I'm right.
But I am more likely to listen to you and take your advice and execute than you are when I give you advice.
I would say the last couple of years, I too take your advice. I even ask for your advice.
Well, yes, you do.
So I've gotten
better. But you know when you ask for my advice?
When I know you're right.
No, you ask for my advice when you already know the answer.
That's not true.
Yeah, usually you ask me a question of, well, what do you think about this? And then I'll say, but Jill, you already knew that. Why are you asking me that? I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, sometimes I do need confirmation, because, yes, especially in things regarding business, because I view you as my business consultant.
Yeah, but you know
far more about business than I do. So sometimes if I come up with an idea that seems out of the ordinary for me to come up with, I just want to... Yeah. You're the first person I go to check. How is that
and
wrong?
I will,
how is that a flaw?
I will acknowledge that, yes, in the past few years, you may ask, or if I may tell you something, that you should do it this way, you'll actually listen.
I will do it that way.
So, but I still get, you know, stuff from years ago that I... I advise you on,
and then
it'll still pop up. You know, there's probably some things that are going to pop up in a year or 2 years from now where I'll say, Jill, I told you that 10 years ago.
But I have grown as a person,
which is excellent. So would you agree you should listen to the man?
No.
Listen to me, baby.
I will agree that I should listen to you. But I am not going to say I should listen to the man. That's just so cliche.
I always say listen to the woman. I give men that advice
because you know a lot of smart women. So that's a smart thing for you to say. I do know some smart men, but you probably know more smart women than I know smart men.
That's probably true. Unfortunately. Men, you guys need to get with it. You need to get with it because Jill said something that's actually factual.
You're saying that like that's a surprise.
I'm trying to tell the men in the audience. Yes. This is factual. I do know many more smart women than I do smart men.
Yes.
And I don't know. Maybe that's the company I keep. I don't know. I do know a few smart men.
I know a smart, several smart men, but I know far more smart women.
Yeah.
In fact, sometimes when I come home and I'll say such and such happened, or I'm out somewhere and I'll tell you about something that happened that someone did that was really stupid. And you'll say, man, that was really stupid. And who has committed that stupid action or said that stupid thing is usually a man. Usually. Not always.
Hey, I mean, you know, I consider myself to be of relative intelligence, but I've done some stupid things.
So have I.
I have said many stupid things. I have said stupid things on this podcast. So,
listen to the man.
That's right. Why would you say that?
Why
would I say? Well, you so know, what, specifically.
So what
you.
I'm hearing listen, is no, that what you're meaning by this episode topic is listen to Tony.
No. I thought I clarified this in the beginning. Oh, for you to listen to me. That is true. You need to listen to me. That's true. But in general, people need to listen to their partner. Even if you're the one, if one partner is the one that's always coming up with the ideas and saying, wait, but sometimes that partner will have something that's very important because they might see it differently than you do. So listen to that person instead of like, oh, they don't know what they're talking about because I do this all the time. Listen, just listen.
But
to
they
them.
Really may not know what they're talking about. So what but do they, you do
but,
then?
But see, that's the problem. A smart woman or man will know when that person really does know what
they're
talking
about. So
what
do you do then? Just like, oh, yeah, okay. And act like you heard them, but just do what you want to do?
Huh?
Because what you're really talking about is not just listening, but actually doing what the other person told you, correct?
Yes.
So sometimes what that other person told you is not good advice.
Well,
so,
you have to be able to decide whether that's good advice or not and give yourself that chance to figure out whether it's good advice or not. But instead of just saying, I'm not going to do that. Think about it a little bit. Just think about it.
Okay. But even if you think about it and you're like, no can do.
Yeah. Sometimes
how should the partner handle
sometimes
that?
That's going to be the case. And that's the way that's life. Sometimes it's going to be that way because a smart person won't let another person guide them to do something that's completely ridiculous and that would hurt them.
But
you know,
some people don't think with their heads, they think with their hearts.
I thought you was going to say something totally different.
That is not the kind of podcast we have.
That's funny.
But some people think with their heart, so therefore they might follow advice that they know in their heads they know they should not do.
Well, they shouldn't do that. They really shouldn't.
But in relationships, sometimes your heart overpowers everything else.
Really?
And sometimes. I think that's when
sometimes
I've made stupid decisions. It was my heart, not my head.
But we're talking about not. See, we're talking about affairs of the heart. It's different than this, the topic we have.
No, because the what you're really talking about is not only listening, it's following someone's advice. So sometimes,
yes, if they give
when
good
I have followed
advice,
someone's advice,
was it good? Was it good advice?
In the end, no.
Did you have a feeling when that advice was given
in
to
my
you
head? Yes,
that
but
it
my
wasn't
heart was
good
like, oh,
advice.
I really care about this person, and they must care about me. So therefore, I will follow their advice. And that didn't work for me.
You don't do that anymore, do you?
Well, I do love you.
But you don't do that anymore, do you?
No. They have to be, I think I have to have, if I have a feeling that I'm not supposed to do something, I really try not to do that.
That's
whether
right.
But that feeling is usually in my gut, not my heart or my head.
Exactly. And that's exactly what you should do. But if you know, like for instance, quite often I try to get you to do things that I know you don't want to do and won't be comfortable. I'll say, Jill, let's go skydiving. No. And I'm like, come on.
Because in my gut, I know I'm not supposed to jump out of a perfectly good plane.
I'll spend 30 minutes trying to convince
you
that we should jump out of a plane together.
Nope.
But
and then
you won't do it because that's not good for
but
you.
But you will also
good
tell
for me,
me.
But not good for you.
You will also tell me. I'll say, Tony, I need a new dress. Come shopping with me because I trust how you view me in whatever clothes I wear. So you'll come.
That's
with
true.
Me.
You, yes,
you'll
you
come
do.
With me and you'll like, try this on. I'm like, I hate that. Try this on. I hate that. I hate that. But I'll try it on because I love you.
Yeah. No.
I trust your decision.
No, I have.
I mean, I trust your
I
input.
Have proven through history with you that most of the time, if I say, try this on,
you
chances
are
you're going to look good in it, but you know that. So I have history
yes,
now.
You
so now
history.
you don't
you have
fight
evidence.
Me.
Yes,
you don't fight me like you did. You think about, oh, well, he told me this before.
Yes, that is
right.
True.
So I'll try it.
That's true.
And you may try it, and I might and say I really still don't like it. That's not the right one, but you know we live and learn.
Right.
We live and learn.
Right.
So, hopefully our
but I do trust your
audience
input.
Will do the same.
Yes. Yes. And so, to go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm just getting back to sometimes, you know, really listen to your partner, even though they may not be the one that's always given advice. They give advice once in a while. So
well, are you also when you say listen to your partner, are you also just saying just listen to me because I need to be heard?
No. I'm not saying that.
No.
And when
because
someone genuinely has a good idea that will help you, but you're just so used to making all the decisions, you know, you need to listen. Like in our household, here's a perfect example. When I had that business. That I hated. I had a business that I hated. I really hated it.
You really did.
Jill Jill knew I hated it. I knew I hated it, but it was coming up time to renew my business license. And I said, oh, Jill, I got to renew my business license.
And I looked at you and said, why? You hate that business.
And it clicked on me. I was like, oh, yeah, she's right. Why am I going to renew this? But see, that's a perfect case. You always say, you know, I'm the business guy.
But in
this scenario, I wasn't seeing it clearly. You know, I hate the business. Why continue doing it? So just you saying, why are you going to renew your business license? Huh? Yeah, light bulb goes on. So that's where I listened to you. That wasn't, you know, as far as our relationship, your expertise area about business, but that little input. And that's what I'm saying. A person can have some input that you and be right about it because they see it a little differently than you.
Why? Yeah. Right. That's true. Because they've watched you. They know what makes you happy and what doesn't.
Yes.
So, you know, on the outside looking in, it's like, that doesn't make you happy. Why do that?
Mm-hmm. So. That is correct. Well.
Okay. Well, let's get to our second segment that we call.
Give it a rest and a resolution.
All right. All your right, resolution Jill. And conclusion of this topic
is.
I'm asking you.
Is. What is it, Jill?
Well, for me, it's what not it? Listen to the man, listen to the woman. It's listen to your partner.
Okay.
But follow your gut.
Well, actually, I'm echoing you on this. That is what we need to do. We do need to listen to our partners, but don't let your partner do something that you absolutely positively know is not right. So I guess we agree.
Oh, even though you how did, about that?
Even no, I think
I did not think we would agree on this topic.
No, actually, don't you see? You came over to my side.
No, I changed your wording. I revised.
You're still over I to my side.
No, I revised. Revise and compromise. How about that?
Okay. Well, okay, Jill.
Yeah. Oh, you're just going to let me think that that's what happened?
Yeah, this is one of those
no,
times.
Baby. Okay. I changed your wording.
Yeah.
Your wording, your phrase was, listen to the man. I am not agreeing to that.
The man is me. I'm not the man for everybody in the world. I'm just the man for you.
You must have read my look. That's exactly what I was going to say. You're the man for everybody
I'm not
now.
The man for everybody in the world. Yeah, I'm just the man for you. That's it.
I still stand by how I revised that topic. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's get to our last segment that we call.
I'm trying to help you.
All right, Tony, you've been given advice all along. So do you have any final tip?
A final tip. What would be a good final tip, Jill? Because I listen to the woman. Maybe you will give me a final tip.
In other words, you don't have a tip.
Well, you know, I still, even though we changed the wording on everything, you know, for your sake and the listeners so they don't really hate me and think I'm some type of chauvinist, which I am not.
Correct. You are
at
not.
All not at all. Actually, I'm a feminist.
Yes, you are.
So I did word it that way for impact, but my tip is to realize and think about it that, and I think this might have been a title of one of our episodes in season one was, remember that you might not be right. You might not be. So think about it when someone close to you gives you advice that you believe is not correct, because you might not be right.
Okay. And my tip is be open to learning something from your partner. So that starts with listening.
That is true.
All right. Well, did you do anything different this week since our last episode?
Did I do anything different?
Yeah. You said it's the year of doing something different.
Since our last episode?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you do. No. I'm sure I did something different.
You just don't recall.
Get back to me on next episode.
Okay. Well, my something different is revising the topic. All right. I'm Jill Cox-Cordova.
And I'm Anthony Cordova.
This is I'm Right.
I'm Right.
Thank you, Gifford Ivan Cordova III for the music, Nick Zinke for the art. Thank you, listeners. Don't forget to give us your input and tell us what you're doing differently. So I guess this is signing out.
Signing out, signing off.
For today.
Feed us a goodbye.
Until next week.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.